Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna keep on loving you, 'cause it's the only thing I wanna do.
Turns out everyone does sound better in the shower.
And it turns out that General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
'Cause it's the only thing I ever do. I never stop.
Can't unhear that.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with the General.
I got
This is a product of WBNN Online Radio, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Welcome, everybody. I'm Ava Holly. This is the Casual Chat. For those of you that don't know me, I've been in radio since my college days in state. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm an international blogger, author, designer, and founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. We have cool things coming up in the new year, this year that we're in, and moving forward, coming out of pandemic. Seems like a whole another year has gone by for us to, move forward with our projects. We have some cool things coming on the table, including our charitable Ava's Eye Bags and more to come. So welcome, welcome. We will be joined tonight by my special guests, Mike Peluso and John Kaya. We're having a little technical difficulty. Mike, you on?
Hey, Ava, how you doing?
How you doing, Mike Peluso? Man, this is the only way we're going to get to chat is for you to come on my show? How you been, my friend?
Oh, my gosh. It's so good to hear your voice, Ava. Life is good. Life is good.
Good. You are one of my favorite people. You and John both, and present company excluded, because we all love Brother O, and you're going to get to meet him tonight as well. But Mike, tell us a little bit about you. I know I hate to use the word serial entrepreneur, but I know that you you're an entrepreneur and you're very good at it. And give us a little background on, how you got into being an entrepreneur and, who you are.
Yeah. So, for me, the entrepreneurial journey was just, speaking and hanging out with friends and finding out what it is they needed, and then solving those problems and then building that into a system. And I've been fortunate to have done this in consulting firms, built a software company, headed a business development for our marketing agency. We're top 1% in the world now and launched, pages for Verizon. We've worked with the United Nations, Home Depot, a lot of really, really great names, and a lot of local shops. So I got my hands on a lot of different businesses and been fortunate I think the biggest thing in being an entrepreneur is just being able to listen to the needs of the people that are around you, right? And I'm excited about today's show because the conversation of higher education is so valuable.
I know that you host events like I do. However, you're doing a lot of online things with book education, authors. Give us an idea about some of the things that you're doing. What have you got coming up, and how is all that work?
Yeah. So our consulting firm's called True Living, and we're communication consultants. And one of the divisions that we have is around publishing. Publishing, we do television. And so we've been hosting a free monthly mastermind where we talk about building platforms. And so for those of you who are new to the idea of platform, so everybody's got an idea, right? And if you think about a book, everyone that's listening has been positively impacted by a book somewhere along the way. And that book got there because somebody took their information, took their inspiration, and put it into a formula of education. And so what we've been doing is we've been identifying people that we feel have a story inside of them and then packaging it up and helping them along the way with this mastermind. So we've been focused in that. It's been great. We've had a really great response. People are getting a lot of value. And the impact that the projects have had in our community has been really, really valuable too, Avia. So for me, I think that's a good place to probably leave it. I mean, everybody's got to, I think, like, if you, you know, I mean, Ava, like, think for yourself, you know, of all the, what's one book that changed your life? Like, when I say that, is there something that comes to mind?
Are you asking that question?
Yeah.
my favorite, well, I love Zig Ziglar, See You at the Top, but the first book that came to mind is Canfield's book. And I met Jack Canfield twice, and I just love him. He's a motivational speaker, so Zig Ziglar, for those of you who don't know. And I guess they're my two favorites. And, I mean, I love books. I love to read, not that I have much time for it anymore. Yet I like to read motivational books and things like that. So, you know, I would say Jack Canfield's book. And I do my mastermind out of Jack Canfield's book, things that he does and things how – change your mindset and how we think, you know.
So you'd like this. Rick Frischman, who's one of our consultants, he is the
guy. Yeah, I know who that is.
Yep, he gave Jack Canfield his start.
Wow.
And,
yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, isn't it wild? And Jack is incredible, real motivational human being, you know. He's touched the lives. Chicken Soup for the Soul, I think everybody in the world's probably read it, you know, and he's touched the lives of so many people. But, yeah, to your point, like, you know, there's these moments, you know, you think about a book, it's somebody's life. Some of them, it's somebody's entire life contribution written down and then can be passed on from generation to generation. And I'll tell you, I've read new books, and I've read books that are 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, longer. I mean, geez, how old is the Bible, right? And these books are just, you know, they change people's lives. So I think everybody's got a book inside of them, and you owe it to yourself to figure out, you know, what your story is. And share it. And so it's good to be able to see that inside of the world today. You know, Ava, I think as we talk, you know, the conversation today is around advancing education and the way that the brain synthesizes information. It uses language, right? So when we're talking and everyone's listening right now, the words that I'm sharing, when I said, think of that book, you know, everybody's got a book inside of their head. Cover maybe pops up, or maybe they see themselves sitting there reading it, or, you know, everyone's got this different experience that's triggered by these words, think about a book, you know. And if I were to say think about a car, mm-hmm. you have a different experience. So so language itself, to me, and how we utilize language is really powerful in advancing education. You know, there is the church is a conversation, and which is a different conversation than a school, which is a different organization, which is a different conversation than a soccer team, which is a different conversation, you know. So we have these, even though their actions may be different, the conversations that are there, there's unique words, there's different words when you're studying something, and those words are distinctions, and they are meaningful. So looking through the lens of education and how do we change people's lives with education, we get down to the words that we use and the meanings that are there. And if we look at communities and how those communities are interacting and the words that they find valuable, the ones that they use repeatedly, we begin to gain insight into why they do what they do. And if we want to change a community, you change the words that the community are sharing. You create new words that mean new things, and you'll change a community. So I think that there's a lot that we can unpack here. I'm excited to have the conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, one of the guys, I don't know if it was Jack or one of the other guys that I know or met, talk about that your book, I think it was John Proctor, that your book is like your business card. So, like, even though we do a lot of things online and there's lots of intel and education there, it's so important to have that physical contact. And I think it's important to have a physical book, because you hand that out as your business card, whether you have a business or not. It presents you, you know. So I think it's so important to touch on that, and that you're saying the education comes in somebody showing up and learning something they may not have known before.
Yep. And okay, so, and can we go deep? Are we allowed to go deep? How deep are we allowed to go here, Ava?
So
you know, we were talking before about accessing information, right? And just as an example, when you sit down and you read a book, you are essentially seeing shapes on a piece of paper, and yet you go on this journey. You go on this, you know, there's images there. There's an experience that's there. But from the outside, the way that the fly sees it, the one that's hanging out on the wall watching you read the book, you're just turning pages with scribbles on it. So we go through these experiences, and the experiences are unlocked, stored memories that we're pulling up into our present moment based off of the symbolism or the words that we're reading on a piece of paper. And this is very important to understand, because when we're inside of a time in our life where we're experiencing struggle or we're stressed out or overwhelmed, it's because the way that we're reading our situation is pulling up folders that are creating stress or overwhelm or unknown. And oftentimes it's the unknown factor. You know, somebody can be headed into a terrible situation by anybody else's definition, but because there's a level of certainty as to the direction that things are going to go, they're able to be okay with it. And in the same way,
we kind of have some technical issues tonight. Yeah, we're getting them. Sandra Yance calls it the unknown zone.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So Ava, this is important, because if we recognize that at times we're, you know, I believe that people are either in two states. They're either in a beautiful natural reality or they're in a state of suffering, and a state of suffering has this sense of trying to leave. That's how you can identify a state of suffering. You want to leave, where a beautiful natural state is like gratitude, and it's very embodying. And if we look and we say, okay, well, oh man, this is, if we look and we say, I'm in a state of suffering, but it's because it's how I'm reading my situation. If you're able to get the definition of your situation down on a piece of paper in something that you could read, you can then see the other side of it. You can then rationalize it. And when you see the other side of it, if you say, oh man, I'm not good enough, you know, or whatever your statement is that you believe that you're reading the situation to be accurate, because it exists in language, and because language is polar, you know, when you create hot, you create cold. When you create good, you create bad. When you create left, you create right. Because language, by definition, says one thing by eliminating the other possibilities. When I say car, you think of car, but you don't think of a bicycle, because the car, the word car, excludes. But if I say motorcycle, you're a little closer to a bicycle, right? So because motorcycle has two wheels, right? So my point is that if you're able to get yourself all the way down to a sentence where you're saying, this is a sentence that I'm struggling, either one, you'll normally be able to Google it. But if you're able to get it down to a sentence and consider the other side, in the considering of the other side, it unlocks those visions, those images, those memories that were being suppressed that are often very positive. So all the time, when we talk about advancing education, Ava, advancing education is a conversation in which the brain gets the distinctions of how it's braining in a way in which it can utilize that to accomplish its goals. And that's the education that's the education of learning. And so when we're looking at higher education, it's how do we teach the learning mechanism? And I know that John and John from Kenya, he's plugged right into that because he's working with children.
If we can't get him on, we're going to talk a little bit about him. If we can't get him on tonight, we're having difficulty getting him on. It's always an issue getting him on the shows, remember? Hold your thought, because we're going to get into a track by the famous Stevie Wonder, and then we're going to come right back to you, Mike. So hold on that, because it's very interesting where we're going. So hang on. We got a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
Thank you.
Hey, gotta love Stevie Wonder, one of my favorite artists. Thank you, Ngozi, for sharing Stevie with us tonight. We appreciate that. I just love Stevie Wonder. Anyway, we are here in Lagos, Nigeria, on the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. We are talking with Mike Peluso. And right now we have a caller in queue. So let's get our caller on. Who are you? Where are you from? Caller?
Hey, guys. It's Jerry Petito. Woo!
Jerry Petito.
Hey, how you doing, baby? How you doing?
Hey, Jerry. Jerry knows Michael, so we all got introduced, right, Jerry?
Yep. I love you, Michael.
I love you too, Jerry. It's so good to hear you. Oh my gosh.
Of course. I was so happy when I saw your name on her ad. I was like, yes, we haven't seen each other in a while. We all got to get together.
Yes, another lunch.
Yeah, we do.
Let's do it.
We do. I love some of the stuff that Michael's doing, you know, so I really wanted to have him on to talk about that.
Me too. I want to comment on something that you said that resonated with me, and I thought it was just like, you know, you said write things down, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember, and I can say this because I'm an open book, when I was in the rehab 31 years ago, I'll never forget this. When I revised my book a couple years ago, Michael, I went in my folder from the rehab, which I didn't even do when I wrote my first book in 2016. I went into that folder because I still have it, and I pulled up a letter to myself, and it made me cry.
Mm.
And I remember what they said in the rehab. They said, you want to write a letter to yourself, and then years later you want to read it and see how you've grown or progressed or what's changed or what's helped or what hasn't. And even to family members that you either were holding a grudge or you needed to make amends or vice versa, that, you know, they should be apologizing to you, but maybe they won't, and let them know you accept their apology. Even if you never give the letters to these people, do you know how much that helped me?
Mm-hmm.
So what you said was
amazing.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And yes, so putting things down on paper is healing, incredibly healing.
We learned in one of our first network marketing companies that I was in that the faintest ink is better than the best of memories, right?
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Mike?
Well, I once did this exercise, and they said, you know, that story, you know, that one, and at the point in the seminar, we were kind of focused on this story, and I think mine was really around relationships, you know, and you know, they said, well, what we want you to do is we want you to write out the whole thing, just like get the whole thing. Oh, no, this was one, it was my dad. Completing my father is a conversation, right? So blah, 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 blah. You know, like for me, my story was, is, you know, there was a time in my life where my father and I had started this business. You know, the timing was off. We really invested in the launch. We were running into some problems. My car had broken down and I needed money from him, and he sincerely didn't have it. And like, I remember, never forget. I was like, oh man, you know, I was like, that's it. I'm not going to be like my dad. You know, me, you know, whatever, right? And so I carried this kind of resentment towards him where I didn't feel like I was able to reconnect with him. And so, you know, so I had identified this, and I said, well, look, write it down, you know, spend some minutes writing it, but we want you to write it to the point where you have nothing left to say. Like, in other words, get it all out to the point where you have nothing left to say. And I got to the end of that, you know, and I wrote 3, 4, 5 pages. And by the fifth or sixth page, I got to the end of it. I'm like, this is ridiculous. You know, like, I'm like, I can't freaking believe, like, I'm starting to say the same thing over and over again. And it just completed it because I realized, like, wow, like, I'm holding on to this entire story. And when I even read this, it doesn't even feel accurate to me anymore. You know, like, Jesus, you know, my own story that I'm carrying with my father, you know, when I go back and I read and I get the whole thing out, by the time I'm done writing, I don't even feel like it's me anymore. So, yeah, I mean, it can be getting it all out to be cathartic. And then you go back, and that's one type. And then there's the going back and finding a value. Like, I've got this notebook of mine. And everybody, you know, if you don't have a notebook that's a journal just for, like, keeping notes, man, you're missing out.
Yes.
And I went back, and, Jerry, I went back, oh, my gosh, probably go back to that journal. And the journal is a great journal, you know. When you go to get your journal, pick out a nice one. But I went back to that journal, reread it, and even just the little doodles in there, you recall times in your life, and you just – it's an incredible tool.
Yeah, it is. I've done something like that. That's crazy.
Mm. Wait, I want to share something else because God's laying this on my heart. I think somebody out there needs to hear this. This is important. Once you get everything written down, maybe feel comfortable letting that person read it that needs to hear it or whatever, right? Well, my mother loved me. My mother would have died for me. My mother would have killed for me. But my mother was tough on me, not my brother. But I found out later on how much of a tough life she had with her mother who died earlier. You have no idea. When I finally was able to find out that story a few years ago from someone in a group, Long Island City, on Facebook, they told me really what happened. And I was able to forgive my mother. But here's what happened. I had a nightmare, and I woke up, and I'll never forget this. I was crying, and it was about forgiveness. And I said, oh, my gosh, Lord, it's my mother. I have to forgive her. And I forgave my mother. She was already gone. But I said, Mom, I forgive you, and I love you. It lifted so much off of me, and people need to understand that it doesn't mean we can't forgive someone just because they've passed on. We need to do it for us, and it will help you so much. So what Michael's saying about the journal and all this stuff, and like with him and his dad, me and my mom, there's healing that needs to take place, and it can happen.
And it's amazing when you look back on a journal like that, you don't even remember some of those things. And it's so good that you wrote it down because it brings up, you know, so much stuff.
Yeah.
So, Jerry, while we're on this topic, and Jerry, I love your input here. You know, like, okay, so before we were talking about the folders in your brain, right? And as an example to everybody listening, I want to use the example of your mother, right? Your mother is a folder. You know, when I say mom, you have a relationship to this word mom, which is the folder. And for most of us, that is a very clear relationship because, well, there's one mom. But inside of mom, the folder mom, is this idea of what it means to be a mother, but also what it means to, for a man, what it means to exemplify love to, from like my parents, my mother loved my father. And so within that folder of my mother was also the relationship that she had with my father. And when you're a child, you're growing up and you're seeing these interactions and you mirror them because they're comfortable. Because as we were saying before, we migrate towards what we know, what we understand. The unknown can be dangerous, so we naturally migrate towards what we know. And then we look to repeat it over and over again, which, right? So what I discovered was that, you know, we go through life and we kind of have these, like, micro traumas. We have a relationship and we use this word girlfriend. For me, oh, that's my girlfriend, or there's the girl that I like, or girl. Just what's a girl? And then we have these experiences and we continue to kind of store these experiences in assumptions that all people are, you know, my definition of mom is completely different than everybody else's definition of mom. And if we were to get down to the nitty gritty. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's amazing. Right. Listen, we're going to get into another track, but I want to thank Jerry Petito for always thinking of me and calling in. And she's a wonderful host as well. She is also the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achiever. I'm trying to get all of it out. Broadcasting lifetime achiever, Jerry Petito, and my good friend.
Love you, Michael.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for calling in. Michael, we're going to come back and talk about John Kaya. He's sending me all kinds of stuff on Facebook that we can talk about, and I know you know him well, so we'll kind of pull him in that way. I think it worked out great that you know him. And right now, let's get into a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. Oh, thank you, brother. Oh, the smooth sounds of Stevie Wonder. So fun to listen to. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. You can call in and join us at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. So we have another caller on the line. Hello, caller. Who are you? Where are you calling from? Are you there?
Hi.
Oh, there you are. I recognize that voice.
Yes, this is Art, your husband.
And that is my husband calling in for supporting his lovely wife. I don't even think you got to meet Brother O yet, but I'm sure you'll hear him tonight. But I appreciate you calling in, and I know you're calling in from the other room. What's going on?
Just listening to the show and enjoying the conversation.
Oh, good. I'm glad you called in. We just got a new little doggie, so she's keeping my husband busy. And she's like the love of our life right now. So, you know, just sharing that with you guys. So I know he's in there enjoying the doggie and calling in to support. So thank you, Art. This is Art Korth. Art, you want to tell everybody who you are, what you do?
Yeah, I am a tax attorney in Atlantic City, New Jersey, with the firm of Cooper Levinson. And otherwise, I just keep busy around here.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and supporting. I so appreciate you, and I love you so much.
Love you, too.
Getting back to Mike Peluso. Hang in there, Mike, because I've got some stuff here from Don Kaya. Since we're this,
Ava,
you know,
I love
we've had
that
some...
way. I gotta stop this because that's so much fun. Like I can imagine, like, you're there, you're on the radio, you're talking to everybody, and he calls it, "Hey, babe, you know, I'm looking for the keys. You know where they are?"
That has happened before. It's the craziest thing, right? Sometimes.
Have you seen the remote?
But, yeah.
That's
so,
great.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that, Mike. So John sent me some stuff since we're having trouble getting him in. John Kaya is actually from Nairobi, Kenya, and it's 4:30 in the morning there, and I think he finally said he was going to go catch some 40 winks. But, Mike, I know a lot about this. Let me just go through a little of what he sent me, and then you and
sure.
I can talk about it a little bit. So, if you want to find his project, it's called the Kilele School, and that's K-I-L-E-L-E, and it's Kilele School. You can find it on Facebook, and they've been in operation about 5 years now. They have 80 children currently and a staff of 9 people that they got together between the last 3 and 5 years of operation. They survived the coronavirus, and during COVID, they raised $1,000 in U.S. dollars, and you'll correct me if I'm saying this wrong, Mike, that was under your, Mike Peluso's initiative, which helped them with salaries initially in the fundraiser, you know, helping towards the playground. So they have, you know, they're trying to keep the kids off the streets out there. And so they have set up a playground, and it's kind of small. Yet now they have, and they're able to talk about, a beautiful piece of property that they just acquired last month. It's about a half an acre, and it's spacious, and it's got rooms to admit over 200 children. So what they are looking for now is maybe some well-wishers or people that have connections that might be able to get them playground equipment. So they're looking for slides, seesaws, swings, things like that. And you know, that's their main goal right now, is they're going to be opening this up to getting to helping more children. It's a beautiful project. You can see all the pictures online at Kilele School. And there's also an email, and it's Kilele, K-I-L-E-L-E, Kilele Foundation at gmail.com. There's a phone number that's 254-722-806. 453, and that's an out-of-country number. That's to Kenya. So I'm just looking. He wanted me to mention that my company and a couple of friends of mine, Ann Klein and Michelle Mita, had put together a care package for John with some baseballs and things like that, and we sent it out to them. So he wanted me to mention that. And he's looking also, he's open to ideas. He wants to know how he can take the Kalaeli School to the next level. So those of you out there that, you know, are latching on to this, maybe you want to send him or even send me or Brother O some ideas for John Kaya. And he's such a wonderful, wonderful man. And I met him through Mike Palooza on the True Living Tribe calls. So, Mike, you want to expand a little bit more and tell us a little bit more about John?
Yeah, I second that. John is somebody that's out there every day serving the community. You know, where do I begin this conversation? The thing to understand is the territory. You know, where he's serving, and what area of it is it? Do you know? Did he give
you
the address
there?
Kenya. Yeah,
Nairobi,
Kenya. Nairobi. Okay, not. In Nairobi. So Nairobi, Kenya, you know, the children, they play on the streets. And the education system, you have loads and loads of kids in one classroom with one teacher, and there's very little focus. And if you know anything about children, you know that children need one-on-one attention for them to learn. But you also know where do I begin this one? So how you elevate a community is through the educational process. You know, it really is. It's through the educational process. So these children, they're living in a relatively poor area. They don't have, they're playing on the streets and they haven't, their education system is overcrowded. So what John's doing is he's creating these schools, and these schools are private schools where they get a bus that comes and picks them up, and they have more teachers per student. And so they have the opportunity to elevate their education and create a better life for themselves. And that's the first thing, right?
And stay off the streets.
Yeah, and stay off the streets. So the question becomes, how do you begin that initiative? And John's been really creative about this. I think that we even recently were able to get him a bus. If I remember, Anthony Rose's group, I believe was able to give him a bus. I'm not exactly sure what that went to, but I did see that there's momentum there too. But basically, you know, the mission and the initiative is to get the kids off the street and give them a better education. And John's been able to do that. And it's not just the way that – it's an incredible project, but it's not just the way that he has formulated the initiatives where he is taking these pieces of property and wrapping them with a fence, but he's also being proactive at outpacing the competition in the area that is negatively impacting the community.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is in that area, there's no place for the children to play. And what I mean by that is there's nothing but streets and buildings. There's no playground. And
right.
The reason why that happens is because the developers come in, they buy up the area, and then they just develop it. They literally don't consider the quality of the life for the children. They're there for money. And so what John's been doing is he's been acquiring these pieces of property and letting the children play on them. And so that is really cool when you think about it, because he's looking out for the community's best interests. So anybody that's got an opportunity to support this initiative, and I'm doing a horrible job describing it because it's been because I'm not in it every day, but I'm telling you that it's worth looking into. If you have a heart, these children really care. They're really great children. They're people that deserve to have every opportunity to get the best education that they can, and there's nobody that's better at delivering it than John. And I know that I've spent hours and hours and hours on the phone with him. He attended our mastermind for years. I mean, this is a guy that – remember, so we would have a mastermind at 7 p.m., Ava – I think it was like we started at 7 p.m. And what was that, like, it was like 2 a.m. his time or something.
Yeah, because it's 4:30 or something there now, or maybe closer to 5. So he said he was going to go back to bed since we tried and tried and couldn't get him on.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of information on Facebook, and if there's not, I'm going to make John put some out there. Yet I think at the Kalali School page, you will find more information on that. And it's so wonderful. I'm sad that he couldn't get on, but maybe one of these days we will get him on. Yet you can find him by us knowing him and knowing each other. You can find him when I was talking to him.
And really quick, So one of the biggest things that anybody that's listening, one of the biggest things that happens is that there's a ton of people that are online that are not real. Like, in other words, when it comes to being able to support a community, you want to make sure that you're supporting a community that's actually out there doing an initiative where the money that you're giving them is going towards the cause. And what you have is that here. You have active building. You have, you know, transparency. And so that's why I'm so excited about this. You know, when it comes to me,
I wanted to invite him to this. I wanted to invite him to this community for that reason, you know, to get that word out. And then that made me think of you. And it kind of worked out great because, you know, we're able to talk about it for him. So hang on, Mike. When we come back, we're going to do a track. And when we come back, I want to talk to how people can reach you. So hold on to that thought. We got a track coming up by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
Something on my mind, it's in my heart, written on my face. And it would behoove me and my soul if I did state my case. And so it's truth is real and real, it's truth is truly must be told. That you've got to be the sweetest somebody I know. It's your love for life, your love for God, your love for loving more. Can you express your love in ways like I've never known before? If there's a record kept on who's the sweetest, let the record show that you've got to be the sweetest somebody I know. You are the second, every minute, every hour of the day. I'm not trying to blow your horn, I'm only saying what it's all. That you've got to be the sweetest somebody I know.
Always love those special endings, right? Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and we have caller three in queue. Who are you, caller? Welcome to the show. Hello?
All right, caller, are you there? Yeah, you there.
Oh, can you hear me?
Hello, caller.
Yes. Hi. This is Ricardo.
Hi, Ricardo.
My show's
Trenton
Mix Show. Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
I was just calling in, and I was just telling you, this is the third Wednesday that I called in. They've been talking about writing, so I heard somebody talk about writing earlier or whatever, so I just wanted to comment on that, you know, because I'm a writer myself. To, you know, if people have the idea to do it, I think that they, you know, should pursue it if, you know, of course, if they're serious about it. And then I love, like, what Jerry was talking about, the forgiveness thing. I'm always for forgiveness. You get what I mean? I believe that it's so important to get to that next phase in your life, especially if you feel like it's blocking your blessings or blocking your peace. You know, just good
right,
to kind of
right.
let go. So I thought that was really, really powerful. And then some of the things that your husband was talking about was really, really,
yep.
really informative. So it
was
a good show.
If you're on Facebook, Ricardo, you should reach out to Mike because he's got a great author's portal, and I know you like to write, and Ricardo has a great show on the WBNN also, so shout out to you for that. And thank you so much for calling in. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. Mike Peluso, we're going to get some final
yes.
thoughts from you, how people can reach you and stay with us as we close out, getting ready to wrap up. So I gave out all the information for John, so tell people how they can reach you.
Yeah, so I go to our website. It's called TrueLivingLeaders.com, like T-R-U-E, LivingLeaders.com. And just get involved. You know, we've got free events there, and you can answer people's questions. And actually, I have a really awesome – we have two courses that we have for free on there. One's called Publish Your Vision, and we talk about how to create a vision for a book. Not just the idea of the book, but how are you going to wrap that book up? Where is it going to live on the shelf? You know, and that's a course. Gary Krebs does it. It's incredible. And then we have one called the Results Accelerator, and that is a personal transformation course that we have our clients go through before they work with our consultants. And it helps. It's time management, but it's really about intentional living. And I think that those two things are really valuable with today's busy society, you know, just getting there, getting in and out. And they're really short. I think Gary's course is 30 minutes and the Time Mastery one is 2 hours.
Right.
So,
right. Okay,
so
great.
Go
so,
there.
So that's good. And,
yeah.
and they can find you on Facebook too, right?
Yep. Find me on Facebook, Michael S. Peluso. And then True Living is the name of the company.
All right. Well, Mike, hang on as we wrap up. Thank you so much for being here. And just hang on as we go to Ngozi time, your mother's and father's favorite producer. Welcome, Brother O.
Listen, man, I love this show tonight. Michael, thank you so much for sharing your gift of education. A lot of people don't understand that. Our kids are suffering right now. They're suffering, you know, and through all the testing, you know, and things are not, you know, on an even keel. We want to thank people like you trying to, you know, make it right. And so we really, really appreciate you and thank you so much for what you do on a constant basis.
That's
and thank you so much, Ava Holly, what you do on a constant basis. And tomorrow night we come right back on WBNN with a young lady that is outstanding. And not only she's our commissioner of our network, but she's also a broadcaster. Her name is E. Davis. The name of the show is Strictly Business, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here at WBNN. We have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Twitter and also Pinterest and also, you know, Instagram right here at Ngozi Time. Also, OLW Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? OLW.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, OLW Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, and support us on a constant basis. And now back to Ava Holly for the last 2 minutes and 17 seconds of the go in this wonderful program.
Thank you, Brother O. Michael, you need to connect with Brother O because he's a very special person and so are you. And I think that there's just some great synergy happening tonight. So thank you, everybody. Thank you to John Kaya for sending me all the information. And hopefully you guys will connect with him. Thank you, Mike Peluso. Just love you. Thank you so much for being here. And hopefully we will chat again soon. So take care, everyone. Have a wonderful holiday weekend, whatever you're celebrating. And join us again next month on The Casual Chat.